When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
B, why are you wearing a rattlesnake like a scarf?
Well, Eleanor Roosevelt said, do one thing every day that scares you, so I'm taking her advice.
I think she meant more like trying something new or standing up to power, like our other famous figure Sojourner Truth did in her lifetime.
Huh, okay. In that case, maybe, don't open that box that says donuts that I brought in for you?
Oh, I already did, and I meant to thank you. I don't know where you found a bakery in town that does spider donuts, but they're my favorite. Sounds like your snake friend agrees with me. You know what else I bet he'd like?
What?
A raucous theme song with lots of fun, booming music, and intense vibrations. E-Rock, play us in and make it loud. Startle that snake.
Here we go. What do you think you know about the greats from history? The game is on, get some energy and buckle up your brain, cause it's time to play. It's the Who Was Podcast, cause it's time to play the Who Was Podcast.
Who Was?
Live from Tongvaland, or so-called SoCal, Los Angeles, welcome to Who Was, the history quiz show that gives contestants the chance to win mega prizes and podcast glory. I'm Bea, and I put the noun in announcer. And here's your host, the man who finds salt spicy, it's Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, Bea. It's a medical issue, and welcome everyone to the Who Was podcast. This show is like Jeopardy, only with surprise guests, silly games, and better banter. Let's be honest, we don't have to be modest about it. Our contestants were sent Who Was books about two great figures from history. Now they're here to show off their knowledge in the hopes of winning fantastic prizes.
Today we're talking about two women whose words shape the world. It's First Lady and activist Eleanor Roosevelt and abolitionist and pioneering women's rights activist Sojourner Truth.
But before we get to know them, let's get to know our contestants.
Okay, first up, we have Aya. Aya, will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Aya, and I have one dog.
Oh, okay, cool. What is your dog's name?
Lena.
Lena? What kind of dog is she, and what's, like, one fun thing that Lena does?
She is a mix of an Aussie Shepherd and a Black Mouse Cur, and she is very good when I like to train her with tricks and very, very cute.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And then with us today, we also have Vivian. Vivian, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Vivian, and I created a business with my friends selling cat puppets.
Okay, we're going to have to go into this a little bit.
Yeah, we need to break this down because I want to know everything I can possibly know about this cat puppet business.
So first of all, I love it because we have a little head-to-head competition. We have a dog person and a cat person.
Mm-hmm. It's the battle of the pets. Yep.
I love that. So tell us more about this cat puppet business. How did you decide to start it? What is it called?
It's called Margaret and Clouds, where kittens are made. And basically, it started when in theater class, when we were making our paper bag puppets, my friend needed a prop cat, so I made it for them. And one of our friends liked it, so now we have a business.
Oh, wow. Well, that is so exciting. And FYI, the Who Was podcast is looking for sponsors. So if Margaret and Clouds is looking to sponsor a history quiz show, we are open to that.
I have a question. How much does a cat puppet go for? How much are you charging for these?
Kittens cost about $1.50, and adults cost around $2.50 with other customizable things included with extra money.
Yeah, and I'm guessing hairballs are extra because they always are. It's the guacamole of cat puppets. It's always a little extra.
Yeah, you didn't want it there, but it's there.
But
you didn't know
there.
It was coming, but it's there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you both so much.
Thank you, and thank you to Eric, our musician, for providing that lovely Meet the Contestants music and all the music on the show today. So that's Who Is. Now let's find out who was Eleanor Roosevelt with four fast facts.
Four fast facts.
She was in the White House from 1933 to 1945 and is the longest-serving First Lady.
Helped to draft the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Represented her husband, President FDR, throughout the world and got the nickname Everywhere Eleanor.
Fought for equality and to bring an end to segregation in the United States.
Four fast facts.
Also, I should mention, she was one of the founders of Brandeis University, where my wife went to college.
Ooh, go Owls!
It's not the team that they have. But there's so much more to learn about Eleanor that we simply must get to our next game. We don't have time to correct you about what the team name at Brandeis University is. Here's our game. It's something we call By Any Other Name.
You know, like a Roosevelt by any other name. Thank you, I'll be here all week, unless I figure out how this door works.
In this game, B will describe something from Eleanor's life, but using an odd rhyming word or phrase instead of the exact one we're looking for. You must decipher what she's saying and tell us what she means. Aya, you're up first.
Okay, Aya. Eleanor's father died when she was a child, but his brother, her Funkle Petty, always doted on the young Eleanor and would one day walk her down the aisle at her wedding.
Okay, so Eleanor's father died when she was a child, but her Uncle Teddy always...
That's great. You don't have to remember the whole sentence. That's great.
Yeah, we're just looking for the one word. So you got it right, because the word we were replacing was Funkle Petty, and you had said Uncle Teddy. Way to go.
That's right. Uncle Teddy, Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, who was at the time of her wedding the President of the United States. Funkle Petty also sounds like something you might want to get looked at if it's on your feet. Maybe get a doctor and some kind of cream for that. Our next question is for Vivian.
Eleanor was nervous about attending this big party or restaurant mall where young sons and daughters of New York society make their official entrance onto the social scene.
Do you mean coming out ball?
We'll accept it. We would have accepted debutante ball or coming out ball. Eleanor came from a very wealthy New York family, and this was a rite of passage at the time for all young ladies from such families. Okay, the next question is for Aya again.
All right. In 1938, First Lady Eleanor attended a conference with her friend, the African-American educator Mary McLeod Bethune. But the two were not allowed to sit next to each other because of segregation laws in the state of Chaskagrama.
Was it Alabama?
You're right. No, that's exactly it. Don't even give us another answer. You got it. The answer is Alabama. Eleanor sat in a chair she placed in the aisle between the two sections as a protest of Alabama's segregation laws. It was a small gesture Eleanor used to point out inequality between the people in our nation. Okay, next question for Vivian.
Eleanor made herself accessible throughout FDR's political career. She visited impoverished areas to bring awareness and reached millions of others through her newspaper column, which was entitled Pie Sway.
Her newspaper column was entitled My Day.
You're exactly right. That's it, My Day. Although Pie Sway would be a great column where I guess she would convince people to like kinds of pie that they didn't like already.
Yeah, or it'd be a good band name.
Yeah, that's true. The public felt they knew Eleanor, and she received more mail than anyone else at the White House, which is pretty impressive considering the president also lived at the White House. Even more shocking and impressive, she responded to all of the letters. I don't know how she did anything else, frankly. And that's the end of the game. Well played, game. Everyone, producer Jane, will you please let us know the scores?
Well, Elliot, Aya and Vivian fought hard, just like Eleanor, and they both have 2 points.
Excellent. We've got a tie game. That means that the game has to continue. That's right. For everyone who hoped the episode would end now, too bad. It's going to keep going.
Think again.
Yeah. We've got more Who Was podcast quiz show. So let's keep the show moving and learn about Sojourner Truth with 4 Fast Facts.
4 Fast Facts.
Her given name was Isabella Bomfrey. She changed to Sojourner Truth in 1843 because she felt it was her religious obligation to go forth and speak the truth.
She won a landmark lawsuit for the right to her son's freedom.
She was an early human rights crusader.
She is the first African-American woman to have a statue in the Capitol building.
4 Fast Facts.
Now, this is usually the part of the show where we'd go on to the next game segment, but we happen to have 2 very special guests with us in the studio. Please welcome Eleanor Roosevelt and Sojourner Truth.
Hello, Sojourner Truth here.
And Eleanor Roosevelt, glad to be here.
Just out of curiosity, how did you both reach us?
We just used the Who Was app.
Who was that? You want to reach someone in the past. The Who Was App.
The Who Was App. It's more fun than Wordle.
Oh, Wordle Jenkins of the Boston Jenkins?
No, it's a game with words, everybody. Don't worry about it. We don't have time to get into it right now. It's a competing game. Don't worry about it. What brings you both here today?
Eleanor and I heard the Who Was podcast was doing an episode featuring both of us, and we thought we'd tell you about a new podcast we have.
You two have a podcast?
A podcast, please. I have 2.
And I have 4.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, amazing. Please tell us more about the podcast you have together.
It's called Adventures Abroad, Unconventional Conventions. It's a travel show about trips we took to conventions where we stood out. Brought to you by Triangle Space.
Triangle Space, it's a great platform. And trust me, I know from platforms.
Right, because you both traveled extensively and gave a lot of speeches.
Well, my name basically means to travel and tell the truth.
And it's how I earned my nickname, Everywhere Eleanor.
Join us every week as we relive some of our biggest moments, like when I was a Black woman and working class woman in 1851 women's movement.
Which was unconventional in and of itself.
Spoke at the women's convention in Akron, Ohio. The organizers weren't too happy about me speaking because they didn't want to confuse the abolitionists and the women's movement.
As if.
But I ended up giving the most famous speech of the event. It's now known as the Ain't I a Woman speech.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so impressive.
Yes, and sometimes we talk about breaking conventions. Like the convention I broke when I resigned from the Daughters of the American Revolution because they refused to let opera singer Marian Anderson perform at Constitution Hall because she was Black.
And the way I turned the convention of selling books on its head by traveling across the U.S. and giving speeches about my life to crowds.
We talk about how unconventional it was for a first lady to have a cause until I took office.
Or how unconventional it was for presidents to meet with Black women in my time. But I met with 3 after they heard about my important work helping the Black community.
Wow, that's a lot of accomplishments.
That's just the first season. We've signed on for a 12-season deal.
Yes, and all 12 seasons brought to you by Triangle Space. What are you waiting for? Triangle Space makes building a website far easier than building an equitable nation.
on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must run. I'm late for a lunch date with Shakespeare. We're having...
Let me guess, chicken fingers.
Yes! A tall for now.
Who was that?
Goodbye, Eleanor, and thank you. Everyone always has chicken fingers with Shakespeare. Shakespeare just loves chicken fingers.
It's a real history's mysteries.
Not a mystery. It's just a history's habit.
History's culinary habit.
History's favorite foods. Sojourner, are you free to stay around a little longer? Maybe play our next game with us?
Sounds good.
Excellent. That would be fantastic. Don't go anywhere, Whowuzzers. We'll be right back. Eric, play us some conventions music.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Comic-Con!
Welcome back to the Who Was Podcast. Today we're learning all about Eleanor Roosevelt and Sojourner Truth. When we last left off, Aya had 2 points and Vivian had 2 points. It's a tie. And now here's your host, Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, Bea. Let's see how long this tie lasts. And thank you to our special guest, Sojourner Truth, who has made time to play our next game. It's called True or False.
True or False? Is it true or is it false? Is it false or is it true? Is it true that it was false? Or is it false that it was true? True. True or false?
A lot of questions, and we're going to need some answers. Our wonderful guest Sojourner will be reading the questions for 1 point each. You let us know if it's Sojourner Truth or Sojourner False. Vivian, you are up first.
True or false? The place in Washington, D.C., where I helped formerly enslaved people build community and learn skills was called the Northampton Association.
True.
I'm sorry, that's false. It was called the Freedmen's Hospital. It's just one way Sojourner helped formerly enslaved people build new lives after the Civil War. Don't worry, there's lots of questions coming up. Aya, this next question is for you.
If Elizabeth Cady Stanton tells you that it was her idea to push for equal pay for women, don't believe her. It was my idea.
It was true.
True! Yes! As a Black woman and working class woman, I knew firsthand how important pay equality would be for women to reach equal ground in the U.S.
Okay, the next question is for Vivian.
Most people know my Ain't I a Woman speech, but the phrase our nerves, sinews, our tears, and blood have been sacrificed on the altar of this nation's avarice is from a different speech known as the D-Day speech because it was given on the first day of December.
True?
False. Yeah, that snippet is from a speech I gave to Congress after President Grant did not give me the help I needed to pass my land grant proposal. No thank you, Grant.
You'd think you would have done it. His name's Grant. It's a land grant proposal. Everybody's a winner. Unfortunately, no. Aya, this last question is for you.
I was able to bring my son, Peter, from enslavement in Alabama to New York through a daring rescue with my Quaker friends in an operation we called Quake My Day.
False.
That is false. I filed a lawsuit against the man who had sold him across state lines.
She was the first Black woman to win a lawsuit of this kind in the United States.
You know what? But now you have the phrase Quake My Day. I hope you can use it for something cool.
And that's the end of the round.
True, 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 true or false.
And that's true or false. Let's go to producer Jane with the scores. Jane, Quake My Day. What are the scores?
I aim to Elliot by telling you that Aya has 4 points and Vivian 2.
So Aya's ahead, but it's still a very close game.
True. That's Sojourner Truth, yeah.
That is the Sojourner Truth. Speaking of Sojourner Truth, thank you so much for being here with us.
Oh, you know what? It is my pleasure. I just want to let you know I have to get going soon. But I wanted to ask the contestants, if you could come up with a fantastic name for yourself like Sojourner Truth, what would that name be?
So, Aya, Vivian, if you had to come up with a new name for yourself, maybe one that describes what you hope to do.
Maybe I really want to be an actress when I grow up, so maybe like Aya Actress.
Ooh.
Aya Actor.
I like that. Dramaya, maybe like drama. Like drama.
Oh, yeah, I kind of like that.
And Vivian, what do you think?
My friends just call me Fluffy Hair.
Your friends are calling you Fluffy.
It sounds like you've got the name already. That's a great name. I mean, Fluffy Hair Cat Puppet is a pretty fantastic name.
Right, yeah. And it looks great on a business card. Fluffy Hair Cat Puppet Esquire.
Oh, yeah, so because you're a lawyer now.
I don't know. I think Esquire is always a good thing to put on a business card, whether it's true or not.
I think it's a good time for Sojourner Truth to say goodbye if we're doubting the very nature of truth. B.
Okay.
Never doubt the truth. Just thank you all so much for having me, and thanks again, the Who Was App.
Who Was App?
And now the rest of us at the Who Was podcast are going to say goodbye, too.
Oh, but it's only for a moment. We'll be
right back
after this break with more Who Was. Eric, play us some Quake My Day music, please.
Don't confuse us with the Shakers.
Salut, Who Wasers? C'est moi, Marie Curie. You may remember me from winning multiple Nobel Prizes, or perhaps from my episode of the Who Was podcast, where I played myself. I wanted to take a moment to read one of my favorite reviews about the Who Was podcast. This is from Shake and Bake, and it reads, "Loved this. Me and my little sister love this show. More, please. Our fave is Harriet Thoman." If you want to hear your review read on the air, make sure to subscribe, like, and review to the Who Was podcast in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Au revoir, or should I say, à bientôt!
When the clock is started.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Welcome back to the Who Was podcast. Today's Who Was Eleanor Roosevelt and Who Was Sojourner Truth. When we last left off, Aya had 4 points and Vivian had 2 points. Back to our host, Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, B. As we head into our next and final segment, it's really still anyone's game because there's a lot of points to be had in this one. Contestants, get ready to play Converge of Greatness. So inspiring. Now, both Sojourner and Eleanor had incredible lives, and in this multiple-choice game, you'll tell us where they connect, overlap, or converge. And because we're covering two times the history, this game is worth two times the points. That's 2 points for each question. So, let's get started with the first question for Aya. Take it away, B.
All right, Aya. Eleanor Roosevelt went to school in Europe and learned fluent French, but Sojourner Truth spoke multiple languages too. As a young girl, what was Sojourner Truth's first language? Was it A, Dutch, B, English, or C, Dothraki?
It was A, Dutch.
That's right, it was A, Dutch. Because her family was enslaved by Dutch immigrants, she grew up speaking Dutch and struggled to learn English as she grew older, eventually learning English so well that she became a brilliant public speaker. Dothraki is, of course, a made-up language, though, in a way, aren't all languages made up? Next question is for Vivian.
Eleanor and Sojourner Truth had close relationships with their fathers, though they were often separated. Eleanor's father was frequently in the hospital because of alcoholism, but why did Sojourner Truth rarely see her father? Was it A, his work as a traveling salesman kept him on the move, B, they lived on different Metro North lines, or C, Sojourner was taken from her family as a young girl and sold at an auction?
C.
The answer is correct. Though Sojourner's father was no longer enslaved himself, he didn't have the money to free her when she was young. Slavery wouldn't end in New York State for another 21 years, and not in the whole United States until June 19th, 1865, which we now commemorate on Juneteenth. Okay, the next question is for Aya.
As we know, Sojourner Truth and Eleanor Roosevelt were regulars at conventions and conferences. Sojourner was a regular at women's rights conventions, and Eleanor Roosevelt fought for human rights as a member of the biggest convention in the world. Was it A, the World Court, B, the United Nations, or C, the Galactic Federation?
Okay, it was B, the United Nations.
That's right, B, the United Nations. Eleanor was one of the first American delegates, which is just a fancy word for people that America sent to represent America, one of the first American delegates to the United Nations. She was also the first chairperson of the UN's Commission on Human Rights. And now the next question is for Vivian.
Eleanor was the niece of President Theodore Roosevelt and the wife of FDR, but Sojourner Truth met a lot of presidents too. Which of the following presidents did she not ask to sign an autograph in her book of life? Was it A, Abraham Lincoln, B, Ulysses S. Grant, or C, Andrew Johnson?
I think it was C, Andrew Johnson.
You're right, the answer is C, Andrew Johnson. She got Lincoln and Grant signatures, but she passed on getting Johnson's because she just didn't like him from the start. Just didn't like him. Book of life? More like book of burn, am I right? And that beautiful music means it's the end of the game. While we wait for Jane to tally the scores, I'd like to ask our contestants, was there anything that really stuck out to them in learning about these two famous figures? Some things that really they found memorable or surprising. Aya, let's start with you.
Well, I think I've heard of Eleanor Roosevelt a lot more than Sojourner Truth. Like, I heard of, like, Harriet Tubman a lot more than Sojourner Truth. But I felt like it was really, really fun learning about both of them. And there were so many stuff that I, like, was, like, amazed by.
I learned a lot more about Sojourner Truth learning about this. Like, I didn't know that she had a land grant proposal to help reparations. I had no idea she was involved in that. It's really interesting.
Yeah, that was really cool. And I also watched the Ain't I a Woman speech, and I thought that was really amazing.
That's great, Aya. Thank you. Vivian, is there anything about either of our historical figures that really jumped out to you?
Well, I knew more about Sojourner Truth than I did about Eleanor Roosevelt, because I read the Sojourner Truth one before. But in the Eleanor Roosevelt one, I was surprised to hear that she was part of the United Nations.
I was surprised about that, too.
Yeah, that she's someone who, just because of her words and her ideas and her compassion for other people, became such a worldwide global figure. It's very impressive and very amazing. And she's another person where you watch video of her speeches and they just completely overwhelm you.
Nice. Well, thank you both so much for sharing.
Yes, thank you very much. And now it is time for the big moment. Jane, please announce our winner. Who is it going to be?
Elliot and B, I have to tell you that Vivian had 6 points, but Aya jumped ahead with 8, and she is our winner.
All
congratulations,
right.
Aya. Great game, Vivian. Very close game. You both played very well. Aya, you have 10 seconds for shout-outs. Who would you like to thank for helping you get where you are today?
Both of my parents, definitely, and my friends, and my dog. And yeah, I couldn't have done it without my parents.
That's great. As a parent myself, I really appreciate you saying that. My children never thank me for anything. You and your school library will be receiving a set of Who Was books. I'll give a shout out myself to intern Zach, Jane, Eric, to Keisha Zoller for being our Sojourner Truth. Thank you very much. And a big thank you to both of our contestants who played an amazing game. And thank you to you at home for listening to this episode. Next week, please come back to us. We'll be learning who was two more amazing people from history. Until then, this is Elliot Everywhere Kalen saying, we're history. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you. Got a question for any of our famous figures? Send us a voice memo at thewhowaspodcast@gmail.com. It might just end up on the show. The Who Was Podcast is produced by Radio Point, iHeartMedia, and Penguin Workshop, based on the best-selling Who HQ series, published by Penguin. The Who Was Podcast is hosted by Elliot Kalen, with co-host Megan O'Neill as B, also starring Jane Baker as producer Jane, Eric Shackney as Eric, Keisha Zoller as Sojourner Truth, and Megan O'Neill as Eleanor Roosevelt. The executive producers are Richard Corson, Alex Bach, Elliot Kalin, Megan O'Neill, Daniel Powell, and Houston Snyder. The executive producer for Penguin Workshop is Francesco Cerita. The executive producer for iHeartMedia is Lindsay Hoffman. This episode was written by Megan O'Neill, Elliot Kalin, and Jane Baker. This podcast was produced by Bernie Kaminsky. Our talent producer is Jane Baker. The theme song and music were composed and performed by Eric Shackney, edited and mixed by Kate Moldenhauer, recorded by Joanna Samuels. Special thanks to Zach Timpson, Charlotte DeAnda, Daniel Goodman, and Michael Lewis Howard. The Who Was podcast was recorded at the iHeart Studios in Los Angeles, California. Sound services were provided by Great City Post.
It's the Who Was podcast, because it's time to play the Who Was podcast.